主题，这是极大的奥秘。
This afternoon, we will continue on the topic that we discussed this morning. This is such a great mystery.
第二讲，我们还是讲，继续讲离开父母。
Part two, we're still talking about leaving our parents.
从属灵的角度来看，
spiritually speaking,
离开是建立一段新的关系的关键的因素。
To leave means to establish a new connection, and this is a key factor.
我们看以弗所书的第五章，
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5,
32节，
verse 32.
以弗所5章32节，
Ephesians 5:32.
以弗所书5章32节，
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32.
我们一起读，
Read together.
这是极大的奥秘， 但我是指着基督和教会说的。 保罗在以弗所书里面讲一个奥秘。
Paul in the book of Ephesians spoke of a mystery.
不单只是奥秘， 还是极大的奥秘。
It's not only a mystery, but a great mystery.
这是最强的， 最深的， 最重要的奥秘。
This is the strongest mystery, the most important mystery, the deepest mystery.
这是神的救恩，
which is the salvation grace of God.
所谓的救恩就是要打破一段旧的关系， 然后进入一个新的关系。
Salvation grace of God means we have to break down the old relationship and enter into a new one.
要离开一个旧的环境去进入新的环境。
To leave the old environment and enter into a new environment.
我们早上我们从属灵的角度来看这段属灵的婚姻。
In this morning, we have discovered from a new perspective this spiritual marriage.
我们人啊， 每一个基督徒啊， 跟婚姻离不开关系啊。
Every Christian cannot depart from the idea of marriage.
就算你在世上是守独身， 没有结婚。
Even though on this earth you are a single person,
或者是你的配偶已经离世了，
or if your spouse have left the world,
但是你还是有一段婚姻。
But you are still in a marriage relationship,
就是跟基督的婚姻，
which is a relationship with Christ.
教会就是基督的妻子。
The church is the bride of Christ.
我们就是基督的新妇。
We are the bride of Christ.
那要完成， 要结合。
We are to be united as one.
这个就是救恩的奥秘。
This is the mystery of salvation grace.
早上我们讲过了， 从救恩的角度， 神要离开他天上的宝座， 他原来的环境。
In the morning, we have mentioned that from the perspective of marriage, God has to leave his environment. And
是从荣耀， 离开荣耀， 变成进入卑贱。
To leave glory into something that is abased.
离开了富足， 进入贫穷。
To leave richness into poverty.
离开被服侍， 而进入服侍人。
To leave the state of being served into a state of serving men.
如果他没有离开， 他永远没有办法去救他的心腹， 这是教会。
If he has not left, then he forever will not be able to save his bride, which is the church.
所以神要首先做牺牲啊。
So first, God has to make the initial sacrifice.
所以在座的弟兄， 或者是还没有结婚的年轻人， 男生， 你想到婚姻， 你要先想到基督。
So all the brothers seated here, or the young people who have not gotten into marriage, the first thing when you consider marriage is Christ.
结婚并不是为了自己快乐， 或是让一个人来照顾你。
Marriage is not for a person to obtain happiness or for someone to serve you.
结婚是要离开你原来的环境。
To get married is to leave your original environment.
要跟基督来学习。
You have to learn from Christ.
那从属灵的角度来说， 教会也要离开世俗的缠累， 还有他原生的环境来跟随基督啊。
So from the spiritual perspective, the church has also to leave the worldly entanglements and enter into its spirituality.
就好像亚伯拉罕要出乌尔，离开本地本族本家。
Just as Abraham, who had to leave the land of Ur and leave his father's house, his hometown, and his previous place.
那以色列人呢， 也必须要离开埃及。
The Israelites also need to leave Egypt.
后来也要离开巴比伦。
Later on, they have to leave Babylon.
进入新约， 人要信主， 要离开罪恶， 离开自己的环境。
To enter into the New Testament, where a person needs to leave sin and into salvation grace and against his own environment.
离开自我， 离开你原生的这种想法。
To leave his personal self and to leave the original family perspective.
双方都要离开。
So both parties have to leave.
才会结合成为一个新的生命体，一个属灵的救恩。
Only then can they commune into one and create a new spiritual body.
这是神的设计，很奥秘。This
is such a mysterious design from God.
那我们今天下午这一节，就是从比较肉体上的属肉的婚姻来讲讲，怎么样离开父母。
So this afternoon we will study how to leave our parents physically in the marriage.
因为神的设计也是讲得很清楚的。
Because the design of God is stated clearly.
我们看五章的第31节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 31.
五章的31节。
Chapter 5 verse 31.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father
and his mother,
and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
这就是极大的奥秘。This
mystery is great.
这有三个部分。There
are three elements here.
那第一个部分就是要离开父母。The
first part is to leave his father and his mother.
很奇怪，神特别强调，神的设计，你要结婚，你要婚姻美满，你一定要离开你的父母。
Isn't it mysterious that the design of a marriage is that you want to have a happy and blessed marriage, you have to leave your own parents?
这是第一步，也是最重要的一步。This
is the first and very important step.
没有第一步，就不会进到第二步，更不会进到第三步。Without
the first step, you shall not enter the second step or the third step.
第三步就是跟你的配偶合一，合成一，身心灵的合一。
The third step would be to become one flesh in one body and one mind with your spouse.
但是我们看现代的婚姻，很多不能合一。But
when we look at the marriages nowadays, we cannot become one.
有一些呢，勉强凑合过日子。
Some people just try their best to force themselves to live with one another.
本来以为结婚是享受。
In the beginning, they thought that marriage is a luxury.
哇，后来呢，变成忍受。
And in the end, it becomes like an endurance.
最后只能接受。
In the extreme end, it will be, I have to accept the fact.
不接受就拜拜。
If I cannot accept the fact, then let's say goodbye.
因为两个人没有办法融合在一起。
Because the two cannot become one.
那为什么会这样呢？
Why would it be like that?
当然有很多的原因呢。
Of course, there are many reasons.
其中一个最大的原因就是从第一步就走错了。
The one of the biggest reasons would be they have faltered in their first step.
就是没有彻底的离开父母。
They have not really left their parents.
我们刚刚讲过了，早上有讲过了。
In the morning, we have spoken about this.
人要生存下来，一定要离开母体。
For a person to really survive, he has to depart from the mother's body.
第一次就剪脐带，要给它剪下去。
The first thing is to cut off the umbilical cord.
要流血的。
There must be bleeding.
要磨那个肚脐啊。 要那伤口要好啊。
The injury need to heal.
不然的话 baby 也死，妈妈也死。Otherwise
the baby will die and the mother will also die.
生了出来了，你脐带还弄在那边，那妈妈也不行啊，要发炎了。The baby
has been born, the umbilical cord is still connected, then the mother would be infected too.
第二次要成为一个长大的人，就是要戒奶。
The second step in order to grow into an adulthood is to wean yourself from milk.
不能让小孩子从你的身体接出来得到食物啊。
You cannot obtain food continually and nurse from the mother.
他要长大自己吃外面的食物。
The baby has to begin to grow and eat solid food.
好了，那第三次离开母亲。
Then the third part when they leave the parents, especially the mother.
这是结婚的时候了。
It is the time when they are into a marriage.
结婚的时候，他必须彻底的离开父母。In
a marriage, they have to really ultimately depart from the parents.
要剪断那一条无形的磁带。You
have to cut that intangible umbilical cord.
有形的磁带比较好剪啊。
The physical umbilical cord is easier to be cut.
就是那边，你就一剪就断了。You
can take the scissors and cut it right there.
但是还有一条无形的磁带啊。But
there is one unseen umbilical cord.
通常爸爸没有这条磁带。Sometimes
we know that the father does not have this umbilical cord.
我们男人对孩子没有太过粘连，没有太过放不下。
We men were not that sticky to our children. We can let them go.
除非生女儿可能不一样啊。但是我没有女儿，没有办法体会这种心情。
Unless you have a daughter, but I don't have a daughter, so I cannot understand this type of feeling.
像有些爸爸家女儿会哭，我都没有办法体会哭什么。
Some parents will cry when their daughters get married. I cannot understand that because what is there to cry about?
儿子结婚都刚好啊，赶快娶老婆。快出去，赶快出去。
If my son were to have a wife, then it's good. Get a wife and get out of here.
长那么大了，还在我家里住，看不顺眼。
You have grown so big and you still staying under my roof. Really an eyesore.
但是对爸爸来说，哇，女儿出去，哎呦，哭啊，不舍得，好像少了一块肉。听说是这样。
But for fathers, I hear that they cry really as if their own flesh have been cut off from their body when their daughters get married.
这种痛苦，我是没有这个福气啊。
I don't have this blessing to experience this pain.
但是妈妈对儿子或是妈妈对女儿就不一样。
But for a mother to the son or mother to their daughters, this is different.
虽然长大了，但是还有一条无形的磁带。
Even though they have grown into adulthood.But there's still this unseen umbilical cord.
是你怀胎十月生出来的。
Because these children have grown inside your womb for 10 months.
从小听你的话，在你的怀里啊。
From young, they have listened to your words and in your embrace.
你教他讲话，你教他说做事，你陪他写功课，你陪他讲话。
You teach them how to talk. You are being with them all together, and you are with them as they do their homework.
你花最多的时间在他的身上。
You spend the most of your time on them.
你已经影响他上半生了。
You have influenced the half part of their lives.
你想继续影响他下半生。
You really want to influence the next half part of their lives.
你想帮他找一个你合理意的老婆。
You want to find them a wife that is after your own heart.
你想这个老婆，这个你娶的媳妇听你，你想你儿子继续听你。
You want this daughter-in-law to listen to your words, and you want your son to listen to your words continually.
这个是很自然，因为我们爱儿女，我们想继续的所谓的帮助他们。
This is a natural phenomenon because you love your children, you want to continue to help them.
所谓的帮助，这是引导啊，你要听我的。
To help is to guide, meaning you need to listen to me.
但就好像这条磁带最好不要断。
As if this umbilical cord, it is best that it's not being cut off.
尤其是在华人的家庭。
Especially in Asian families.
华人呢，就是没有讲这个离开父母这个观念的。
Asian families do not have this concept of leaving their parents.
最好结了婚之后，就通通住在一起。
It's best that after you get married, you live together in your family.
不单只住在一起，还要听父母的话。
Not only to live together under one roof, you have to listen to the parents' words.
为了孩子听话，有时候父母就是用一些方法。
In order for the children to listen to their words, sometimes the parents would use some methods.
哎呀，我帮你买房子哦。
Let me buy a house for you.
那房子要买在我隔壁。
But the house needs to be next door to me.
不能隔壁也对面，不要超过五分钟。
If it's not next door, then you'll be somewhere down the street, no more than 5 minutes away.
要随时过来，我也随时可以过去看到你。
You have to be in a distance that you come back home often, and I can go to your house often.
我们老人家要知道，你们夫妻发生每一件事，我们要给意见。
We as elderly people want to know what exactly happened in every bit of your life, and we want to give you advice.
你们要做大决定，要得过我的批准。
If you make big decisions, you have to go through me.
哎，我们都会很关心呢。
We have to be. We usually are very caring.
有时候不是孩子不想离开父母。
Sometimes the children don't want to depart from the parents.
是父母不想孩子离开啊。
Because the parents don't want the children to leave.
或者是父母拒绝剪断这个磁带，让他独立。
Or the parents are unwilling to cut the umbilical cord so that they may grow into independence.
大小事情都想参与，都想介入，都想关心。
They want to intervene and participate in all matters, big and small.
哇，这个是我们的爱。
This is our love.
但是这是违背圣经。
But this is against the Bible.
你不让他独立。
You don't allow them to be independent.
你好像保护他。
It looks like you are protecting them.
其实你是阻止他与他的配偶合一。
But you are a stumbling block to the union between the husband and wife.
小弟也看过不少的婚姻。
I have seen many marriages.
但是教会里面大部分的婚姻都是美好的。
Most of the marriages in the church are good.
当然少部分的婚姻遇到很大的挑战。
Only a minority of them face great challenges.
当然有不同的原因。
Due to some factors.
但是比较多的原因就是跟原生的家庭还有自己的父母过度介入有关系。
But most of the problem came about because of the too much intervention from their original family or their parents.
有一些人结婚了还没有离开父母。
Some people have gotten married but have not departed from their parents.
首先没有在金钱上离开父母。
Firstly, they have not left their parents in financial aspects.
继续从父母那边得到源源不绝的或者固定的供应。
They continue to receive a financial providence from their parents.
结婚了就应该独立了，不应该依靠父母啊。
Once you are married, you should be independent. You don't rely on your parents.
钱多钱少没关系，钱少就简单一点。
Whether you have a great amount of wealth or not, that doesn't matter. If you have less money, then live a simple life.
但是如果结了婚之后还在财务上面继续的依赖父母。
But after marriage, if you continue to rely on your parents,
那就很难独立了。
Then it's hard for you to get independent.
父母自己本身也是有这种想法。
As parents themselves, they have this kind of thinking.
你虽然拿到你部分的钱去帮助他建立他的家庭，甚至买房子怎么样的。
Even if you have taken a part of your wealth to help your children to buy a house or whatnot.
但是你也不要觉得说这个房子是我帮他买的，那个我帮他做主，或者是你的事情我要介入。
But don't feel that just because the house is bought by you, you have to intervene in all their decisions.
或不是说买你喜欢的。
Or they bought something that you don't like.
或是买你喜欢的地点。
Or they bought something, some place that you don't like.
不要想说我帮了出来的，这个就是应该要听我的。
Don't feel like you have supported them some way that you have to listen to me.
在经济上面，我们最好让下一代独立。
Financial wise, it's best that we allow our next generation to be independent.
那孩子也是要尊重父母。
Then the children also have to honor their parents.
父母的钱是父母的，不要老是想着啊，父母的就是你的。
Parents' money belong to them. Don't think that those money belong to you.
有一个年轻人这样讲。
There's this youngster who told me this.
我父母的以后都是我的。
All my parents have. In the future, they shall be mine.
所以他现在是花我的钱。
Today, they are spending my money then.
怎么会这样讲？什么观念？
So what kind of a thinking is this?
你父母都是你父母的，不一定是你的。
The parents' money may not belong to you, it belongs to them.
他也可以一毛钱都不留给你，他不欠你任何钱。
They are allowed to not leave you a single cent because they're not indebted to you.
他可以全部把它花完。
They can spend it all.
他可以捐给教会。
They can donate it to the church.
他也不一定要给你。
They are not obliged to give it to you.
老是想说，哦，父母的就是我的，所以你最好不要花那么多，不然的话都把我的都花光。
Don't always think that your parents' money belong to you, so therefore you encourage them not to keep on spending. Otherwise, you will be spending it all.
父母自己也有这种想法，你要好好过你的生活，不要老是想你的孩子。
Parents yourself need to think. You have to lead your own happy life. Don't constantly think about your children.
有一些老人家省吃俭用，该花的不花，该吃的不吃，就是要留给子孙。
Some parents, they really stinge and become miserly on whatever they spend so that they can leave to their next generation.
有时候华人都有这种想法。
Asian thinking is like that.
所以留掉下一代，人家也不一定谢谢你。有时候还嫌为什么那么少。
When you try to stinge on things and leave it for the next generation, they might not be thankful to you. Sometimes they will grumble. Why do you leave so little?
好好照顾自己就好了，不要替儿女烦心了。
Take care of yourself very well. Don't need to worry about your children too much.
孩子也是一样，尊重父母。
As children, likewise, we have to honor our parents.
你的是你的，你尽量花，你不用管我们。
Whatever you have, you spend it. Don't think about us.
所以这种独立的，对一个年轻人的家庭来说是很重要。
This type of independence is very important, financially speaking.
第二，这个时代要剪断了，在情绪上面也要独立。
You have to cut this umbilical cord of emotions.
情绪上独立很重要。
It's very important to be emotionally independent.
有一些孩子结了婚了。
Some children, after they get married.
但是情绪上没有离开父母。
Emotionally, they do not depart from their parents.
那我们说离开父母，不是离弃父母。
When we say leave your parents, it does not mean that you desert your parents.
你还是要打电话关心，你还是要探望。
You still need to call them and show your care and visit them.
但是你情绪上不能依附着父母。
But emotionally speaking, you cannot be dependent on your parents.
你的情绪上应该是 从你的情绪的资源应该从你的配偶当中得到，而不是从你的父母来得到。The
source of your emotion should be obtained from your spouse and not your parents.
比如说年轻人结婚了。For
example, the young people got married.
哇，如果那个先生啊，哇，三天五头，一个礼拜回去妈妈那边三五次。If
the parents would visit back to the parents' house for 3 to 5 times a week.
天天打电话给妈妈谈心事。
Every day, confide in the mom.
哇，然后呢，有快乐的事情了，喜乐的事情，第一件事告诉妈妈。
For every joyful thing, happy thing, the son would call the mother.
有什么重要的决定，哎呀，烦恼啊，不知道怎么处理啊，打电话问妈妈。
For all big and small worries or important decisions, the first thing they do is to call their mom.
那这个太太啊，一定会非常不满意。
Surely the wife will be unhappy.
哎，你跟我结婚呢，你为什么老是找你妈？
Look, you're married to me, but why are you constantly looking after your for your mom?
我真的看过有一个弟兄，别的地方。I
truly have seen such a brother in another place.
整个家庭去旅游了，去某一个地方。The
whole family went for a vacation at a certain place.
哎呀，迷路了。They
lost their way.
那个时候还没有 GPS.
At that time, there's no navigation system yet.
哎，这个弟兄第一件事情打电话给妈妈。The
first thing that this brother do is call the mom.
哎呦，我在这个城市，我不知道怎么走哎。Mom,
I'm at this particular city. How can I go?
你以前来过这里，你告诉我怎么走。You
have come here in the past. Tell me what to do, where to go.
他老婆都火大了，你迷路，你自己想办法，怎么打电话给你妈妈？The
wife is so angered. You miss your way. You think of a way out. Why do you call your mom?
这个就是你情绪上还在依赖依附你的父母。
Because emotionally you are super dependent on your parents.
同样的，姐妹也是一样。
In the same way, the wife.
作为一个妻子了，你结了婚了。
The sister who is the wife who have gotten to marriage.
圣经说你要离开你的父母。
The Bible says you have to leave your parents.
这是你要你的心中所想的，你要第一个想到就是你的丈夫。
The first thing in your mind and heart is your husband.
你丈夫需要你什么？
What does your husband want you to do?
你丈夫需要你支持他什么？
In what type of matters does your husband want you to support him in?
你要陪伴你丈夫什么？
You have to abide with your husband.
你不是想到你自己啊？
Don't think about yourself.
也不是想到你娘家。
Don't think about your mother's house.
娘家一年回去一两次看一看就可以了。
In the whole year, you can visit once or twice to visit your mother's house.
但是你不能常常回去。
You cannot keep on going home.
你不能天天跟你妈妈讲长途电话，讲很久。
Don't talk to your mother for long hours every day.
你的情绪依附应该在你的丈夫身上。
Your emotional reliance should be on your husband.
就算吵架的时候也是一样。
When you argue, it's also the same.
有一个姐妹刚结婚。
There was a particular sister who just got married.
跟丈夫吵架了。
They got into an argument with him.
刚结婚通常都会吵架一下啊。
In the beginning part of marriage, usually you'll get into arguments.
但是吵一吵是 OK 的，但是要解决。
Some arguments are constructive, but you need to solve the problem.
但是不要打架啊。
But don't fight, okay?
动口不要动手。
You can use your lips, but don't use your hands.
没有了，他们没有动手了，只是吵架而已。
No, they didn't use their hands. They only argued.
吵架了就很生气啊，因为丈夫也不会逗她，也不会哄她。
They argued and argued and they were becoming angry and angrier. The husband doesn't know how to dote on her.
两个都很生气。
Both parties were very angry.
拿着包包就回娘家了。
So she grabbed her bag and went back home to the mother's house.
坐火车回到家里了。
Sat on the train and then went back home.
爸爸看到女儿。
The father saw this daughter.
你怎么会突然间回来？又不是过年。
Why do you come back suddenly? It's not New Year's yet.
又是带一个包包。
Went with a bag.
又是自己一个人。
You came back alone.
要看看那他的那个表情。
And seeing her expression.
大概老爸大概知道什么事。
The father knew what happened.
因为那个女儿都哭到眼睛都红了，很生气啊，怎么样的
？Because the daughter cried until the whole eyes are all red.
好了，进来进来。
Okay, come in.
她就跟爸爸诉苦了。
So she began to confide in the father.
说她那个丈夫啊，多没有柔情啊，多没有耐心啊，都不会哄人啊。
How the husband is unable to be gentle and unable to speak good words to her.
爸爸听完了。
And after hearing all this,
没有讲太多话。
The father did not speak any further word, only one sentence.
好，你睡一个晚上，明天你就回去。
Sleep one good night and then go home tomorrow.
那个女儿就吓一跳。
The daughter was so startled.
怎么，你赶我走啊？
Why? You drive me home?
我不是赶你走。
I did not chase you away.
但是那个是你的家。
But that is your house.
那是你选择的人。
That is the person that you have chosen.
你面对有困难，欢迎问他，有困难要回去面对。
Whenever you face problems, you have to face it.
不是躲在我这里。
Don't hide at my place.
你住一个晚上，你明天就回去。
After staying overnight, go back to your place.
两夫妻，你要靠神，要沟通，要想办法。
You, husband and wife, need to rely on God and think and pray how to solve the problem.
这个就是智慧。
This is such wisdom.
这个爸爸愿意让女儿离开他。
The father is willing that the daughter leave him.
但是有一些人就不是这样。
But there are some people who are not willing.
太太回来诉苦了，那个女儿回来诉苦了。
The daughter come back home crying and confiding.
哎呦，他怎么可以这样对你？
And the father would say, how can he treat you this way?
哎呀，等我回去修理他。
Wait for me to go and scold him.
我帮你出头。
I will get even with him for you.
你介入解决不了问题。
You intervene in the matter, you cannot solve the problem.
反而会让问题更复杂。
You even worsen the matter.
反而变成说，本来是两个人的争执，变成是两个家族的争执。
In the beginning, the contention is involving two people, and now it involves two families.
一人一边。
One person stand on one side.
通常走到这种地步，教会都没有办法辅导了，没有办法介入了。
Usually, when you come into this stage, the church is unable to counsel and help.
太复杂了。
Because it is too complicated.
两方面都觉得自己对，两个家族都觉得自己对。
Both parties and both families think that they are correct.
情绪上没有放手让孩子离开。
Emotionally, you do not detach and let your children go.
或者是孩子本身还在依附着父母的情绪。
Or the children are super dependent still on the parents in their emotions.
这种是对婚姻这个很大的很大的破坏啊。
This is such a something that's breaking the marriage.
所以我们要特别特别小心。
So we have to be especially careful.
求神让我们啊，让孩子该长大的时候，该出去的时候要放手。
Well, may God help us so that when our children are fully grown, we need to learn how to let go.
早上你就是那个早祷会也特别勉励我们啊，主耶稣基督放手啊，为了救我们，他放手。
In the morning, according to Deacon Lee's encouragements, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, for our sake, he let go.
他没有抢夺啊，没有抓住不放啊。
He did not insist and not let go.
天上的荣耀他也没有抓住不放。
He did not continue to hold on to the glory in heaven.
好了，那我们呢？主耶稣也没有勉强抓我们不放。
And God also have not caught hold of us and without letting us go.
你有时候要软弱，你有时候要离开，主耶稣不会强迫你。
Sometimes you become weak and you need to go. The Lord Jesus will not force you.
你已经长大了，你知道自己做什么。
You have, you're fully grown. You know what you're doing.
你要回来，主耶稣就抱着你。
Whenever you come back, the Lord will be ready with His embrace.
所以放手是很重要。So
letting go is very important.
再来这个原生这个。 离开父母也代表说，你生活的重心要从原来的家庭变到新的家庭。And
to leave one's parents also mean that the core of importance of your life should shift from your parents' life to your own life.
我们看这个哥林多后书第五章。Let's
refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。2
Corinthians chapter 5.
第14节。Verse
14.
哥林多后书5章14节
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14
我们一起大声读
Let's read loudly
1,2,3 原来基督的爱激励我们 因我们想敌人既替众人死众人就都死了15节并且他替众人死 是那叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主而活
Here, it tells us the realization of that new life.
就是两个人都离开了，离开原来的。
For two people who have left their original
place. 那有一方会被感动。
One side would be moved.
因为基督已经离开他的天上的荣耀，他为了要救他的选民，他流血舍命。
Because Christ has left His glorious throne, and in order to save His people, He bled and died.
他不再为他自己的荣耀而活了。He
no longer lived for His own glory.
他为他要救的人而活。He
lived for the people that He wanted to save.
为我们死，为我们活。He
lived and died for us.
那现在呢？被救的人呢？被感动到了。Now
the people that are to be saved are moved.
像保罗，他被感动了。Just
Paul have been moved.
哇！现在我也不为自己活了。
Paul said, I do no longer live for myself.
我要为耶稣活。
I want to live for Jesus.
这个就是奥秘啊。
This is the mystery.
耶稣基督为我们死，为我们活。
Jesus Christ lived for us and died for us.
我们也不为自己活，为耶稣活。
We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Christ.
这是一种最大的力量。
This is the greatest strength.
今天我们自己想想，我们的信仰当中有没有常常为主耶稣而活？
Today, let us think in our daily spiritual life, have we lived for Christ?
如果我们真的被主的爱感动，
If we are constantly moved by the love of God,
你会每天都想到主耶稣。
Every day we will think about the Lord Jesus.
每天都想到教会的圣工。
Every day we will think about the sacred work of the church.
每天都想到人的灵魂。
Every day we will think about the souls of men.
每天都想到教会的弟兄姐妹需要我帮忙什么。
Every day you will think, what do the brother and sister in the church need me to do?
你再不想到自己了。
You no longer think about yourself.
像今天灵恩会，大家我相信大家筹备了很久。
Today, this spiritual convocation, I believe everyone has put in so much effort to prepare it.
准备啊，练唱啊。
To prepare for your choirs and to in arrangements.
找慕道者啊。
To look for truth-seeking friends.
甚至很多人把自己的假期排开，把自己的工作排开，就是为了来灵恩会。
Many people put aside their work and their vacations in order to come for the spiritual convocation.
这个世界现在谁不忙？大家都很忙。
Who is not busy in this world today? Everybody is busy.
我们来教会，我们侍奉，不是因为我们有空我们才来。
We come to church to serve, not at our leisure time.
是因为主爱我，所以我必须要为主耶稣活，把他的事情放得比我的事情更重要。
It's because the Lord loves me, therefore I have to live for Him, and I will prioritize His things over my own matters.
有一个姐妹，
There's this sister.
她跟她丈夫在找房子。
She and her husband were looking for a house.
哎，但是呢，谈到一半的时候，
When they were talking halfway,
那个卖家跟他说，
The seller,
怎么样？我给你这个价钱，你也没有考虑啊。
Told them, Have you considered this price that I am offering you?
哇，那个姐妹就回答他。
The sister told him.
这个礼拜呢，我告诉你，这个礼拜我就会开灵恩会啊。
This week there is a ESSC in the church.
啊，这每天都有教会的活动。
Every day there's activity in the church.
所以我虽然对你一个房子有兴趣，但是我这个礼拜不跟你谈这个事。
Even though I'm really interested in your house, but this week I will not discuss with you about this.
等过了这个礼拜我们再谈吧。
After this week, then we'll talk.
买不买得成不重要，但是我要灵恩会比较重要。
Whether I buy this house or not, it's not important, but the spiritual convocation is important.
哇，那个卖家听到说，哇，好像以为他不想买。
The seller thought that she didn't want to buy the house.
我说好，那我等你。
He said, "Oh, all right, I'll wait for you."
我听了那个姐妹的见证，很感动。
I heard this sister's testimony, and I was greatly moved.
看到自己喜欢的房子。
She saw the house that she loved.
正在谈价钱。
And in the process of discussing the price.
但是因为灵恩会来到了，我把它放下。
But because the spiritual convocation is about to come, she let go.
主耶稣的事比我的事还重要。
The matters of Jesus is more important than my own matters.
这个就是爱啊，这种新的生命。
This is the love and a new life.
好了，那先放到婚姻里面。
Now we put this into a marriage.
本来你自己没有结婚，是一个很自由的，是一个人。
In the beginning, you are a selfly own free man without marriage.
在你的父母家里，你也是个公主啊，你也是个王子啊，什么都安排好了。
In your parents' house, you are a prince and a princess. Everything has been arranged for you.
很舒服的。
It's very comfortable.
如果你要选择结婚
，But when you choose marriage,
你一定要告诉自己
，You have to tell yourself.
现在开始不是我的舒服最重要。
From now on, my own comfort does not matter the most.
不是我喜欢什么
，It doesn't mean that I like to do this.
而是我丈夫。需要什么，我帮助他。
But you say that my husband likes this thing, and I have to help him.
或者是我太太有什么软弱，我要为她设想。
Or my wife is weak in this matter, and I will have to consider for her.
这个观念很重要，不要再为自己活。
This perspective is very important. Do not only live for yourself.
如果你选择单身，你是为自己活。
If you choose to live a single life, then you can live for yourself.
你去住哪里？你做什么工？你做什么？你不用别人给你管，或者是不用对别人负责。
What type of career you choose, where you live, you don't have to be responsible or answer to anyone.
但是如果你选择婚姻
，But if you choose to get married,
选择婚姻呢，有一个字叫委身呢，有一个委身，委就是委屈的委，委任的委，委身把自己放下的意思。
So in a marriage, you really put down yourself and become selfless.
对了 ，put down yourself， 这个字很重要啊，这个字。在基督教文学里面常常用到这种委身，我们教会比较少直接讲这两个字。
Our church seldom use this particular vocabulary, which is to put down ourselves, and this is an important concept in theology.
但是其实就是基督做过的事，它就是委身。
Actually, this is the very thing that Christ did.
把自己放下。
Which is to put down himself and to let go of himself.
不以自己的想法为对的，或者不以自己的做法为你的目标。
Not to insist in one's own opinion or setting a goal, which is his own goal.
你选择进去，你就为对方活。
If you want to enter into marriage, you have to live for the other party.
甚至你不是为你父母活。
You don't live for your parents too.
你不能结婚之后说我还在为我父母活，这样就不对了，这个不是圣经的真理。
When you enter into a marriage, you cannot say I live for my parents. This is wrong. This is not the teaching of the Bible.
所以说你要 honor your parent, 你尊重他就可以了，你尊重他，照顾他，你该给的给，给的尊重，给的钱给过了，但是你是为你的配偶活的。
The Bible says honor your parents, meaning you respect your parents, you take care of them, you may have to provide money to take care of them, but the Bible says you live for your spouse.
这个观念跟我们华人的观念不一样。
This perspective greatly differ from the Asian thinking.
华人的观念这是什么？
What is the Asian thinking?
妈妈我就只有一个。
I only have one mother.
老婆可以换，老婆死了可以再娶，或者老婆可以换一个。我妈妈就一个，我当然听我妈妈的。
The wife, I can change wives because once the wife, I don't like the wife, I can change it.
就是这句话害死了多少华人的婚姻。
This particular sentence have ruined many Asian families.
这句话通常是儿子讲的。
Usually, the sons will say this. I only have one mom.
你不喜欢，你可以走。
If you don't like me, you can leave.
这个错误的观念。
This is such a wrong thought.
但是很可惜，有时候我们在基督里面。我们没有把旧的观念打破，没有接受。
But what a pity when we enter into marriage, we have not broken the old perspective.
或是女儿嫁了，但是心还是留在妈妈家里。
Or the daughter that have gotten married and the heart is still staying with the mother.
什么东西都要老公 配合你。
Or in all matters, you want the husband to cooperate with you.
如果女儿有这种想法，通常这个女儿的妈妈也是一个很强势的人。
If the daughter have this kind of thinking, usually the mother of this daughter is also very strong-minded.
因为她从小看妈妈也是爸爸要配合妈妈。
Because from young, the daughter saw that the father have to cooperate with the mom.
所以女儿从小这样看，她长大了，她觉得说我的老公也应该什么都配合我。
The daughter grew up thinking, looking at these things, then thinking that in the future my husband need to cooperate with what I want.
没有错，你妈妈可能很能干。
It's true. Maybe your mother is very capable.
你也可能很难干。
Perhaps you are capable too.
也许你爸爸很温柔，什么都配合你妈妈。
Perhaps your father is a gentleman, that he cooperate with your mom in all things.
但是更可能是他很无奈啊，很无奈啊，不配合不行啊。
But sometimes he may be helpless because he cannot, but listen to what your mom has to say.
不配合的话，饭都没得吃啊。
If they don't cooperate with your mom, then maybe he has no rice to eat.
不配合的话，睡客厅啊。
If he does not say yes to your mother, perhaps he needs to sleep on the couch.
不配合的话，离婚啊。
Without saying yes to your mom, then maybe the whole marriage is divorced.
为了救这个婚姻，爸爸只能够无奈的将就了。
In order to save this marriage, the father had to say yes, and endure.
但是他没有得到该得的尊重。
But he has not gotten his respect that he deserved.
好了，现在换你当女儿，你当妻子了。
Now it's your turn to become the wife.
那你是不是要 copy 这个 format 呢？
Do you want to copy the format?
如果没有离开父母，
If you do not leave your parents,
人就是会一代 copy and paste， 就是复制贴上。
A person, throughout generations, they will just copy and paste.
我妈妈是个强势的人，我妈妈很能干，我爸爸什么都听我妈妈的，所以我也要当这样的妻子。
My mom is a very capable man and a very strong-willed person, and my father listened to her in all things, so I will be this kind of wife.
因为你没有离开父母。
Because you have not left your parents.
你要复制上一代的这种做法。
You want to copy the previous generation's way of doing things.
但是他们其实是不开心的。
Actually, they were not happy too.
也许你也会不开心的。
Perhaps you will also end up not being happy.
那弟兄也是一样。
For brothers, it's the same.
如果我们没有离开父母，我们也会一样学我的父亲怎么样对待我妈妈，你也会可能会学的。
If we do not truly leave our parents, then you'll also learn from how your father treated your mom.
有些时候，有一些父亲啊，他在家中的角色。
There are times the role of this father in the family.
他不是非常的关心孩子。
The father is not a person who is very caring for the children.
很冷漠，对孩子很冷漠。
He's always very cold to the children.
因为他小时候就是被忽略的。
Because he is a person who has been neglected since youth.
一个被忽略的人，他就不会表达爱。
A person who is neglected, he's unable to express love.
所以当他有孩子之后，他也不会对孩子表达关爱。
And when he himself has children, he is unable to express his love to his children.
他也不会对太太表达关爱。
He is also a person who does not know how to express love to the wife.
那就是锁在自己的世界里面。
He will be fully locked in his own world.
这个是他原生家庭。
This came from his original family.
他没有离开，他没有重新开始。
He has not left and he has not restart anew.
他以为就是按这个方法，我再做这样就好了。
He thought that this is the safest way to go. I will do this again.
结果呢，又忽略了他自己的孩子。
As a result, he himself also have neglected his children.
所以一代复制一代。
So one generation go after another.
有一些男生，他小时候呢被父亲啊用很严酷的言语对待，或者是physical abuse， 打得很厉害。
There are some sons who grew up in a family where the father has treated them with really abusive words or really physical abuse.
有些时候呢，就是为上一代的教育比较严格。
This is this type of strict discipline sometimes come from the previous generation.
父亲，尤其是如果当军人的或是当老师的，特别严肃，特别有严苛的对孩子。
Especially there are some fathers who have been in the military or they are teachers, they use this strict discipline on their children.
那小时候这孩子就这样长大。
These children grew up in such a family.
心中充满愤怒。
Their hearts are filled with anger.
被打太多，太离谱了，太严苛了。
It is unreasonable to be beaten so many times.
曾经小时候想多，我长大我绝对不要像我父母这样。
Once they might have thought that when I grow up, I will not be like my parents.
但是不知不觉，当他当爸爸了，
But unconsciously, when he became a father himself,
他里面的伤啊没有医好。
His resentments and injury within him has not healed.
他的愤怒没有去对付他。
He had not dealt with his resentments.
他也是控制不住自己了。
He is also unable to control himself.
在教会里面可能是一个非常的温柔啊，哈利路亚哦，服侍啊。
In the church, he might appear to be a very gentle person, saying hallelujah and full of servitude.
弟兄姐妹。教会看到的一面不一定是真的一面。
Brothers and sisters, the page that you see in the church may not be the real thing.
家里那个你才是真的你。
The person that is at home is the real you.
如果里面那个伤没有医好。
If the hurt within you have not been healed, really.
没有真正的把这个从你原生家庭的那种影响把它切断。
You have not cut off your effect from the original family.
那个冷漠，那个愤怒，那个悲伤，你没有去面对。
This stage of being cold, treated coldly, this physical abuse and this hurt.
那这个原生家庭的影响，你再给下一代一样的东西。
And these effects from the original family will continue to pass down to the next generation.
你也是这样对你孩子。
You will also treat your children this way.
哇，这个就是一代传一代的悲伤啊。
This is the tragedy that is being passed from one generation after another.
好了，那我们都不是来自于完美的家庭。
All right, we all do not come from a perfect family.
因为这个世界没有完美的人。
Because there's no such thing as a perfect man in this world.
没有完美的人都不会有完美的家庭。
Without a perfect man, then there will be no perfect family.
我们都是带着某一些伤痛，某一些软弱，再进入婚姻的。
We bring with us a certain hurt and some weakness and enter into a marriage.
也许你是你父母最偏爱的那一个人。
Perhaps you are the favorite child in your family by your parents.
如果你父母偏爱你，你可能在你的孩子当中也选一个来偏爱。
If you are the favorite in your family, perhaps in your children you will pick someone that is your favorite.
那如果你是被忽略的。
But if you are the one who is neglected,
你也可能表现出愤怒或者是一种另外一种表现出来。
Perhaps you will display some resentment or anger.
无论如何
no matter what,
我们要离开原生家庭的影响，怎么离开呢？
We have to get away from the effects of the original family, and how do we depart from it?
一定要回到圣经。
We have to return to the Bible.
一定要检讨。
We have to examine ourselves.
就像我们现在讲的这个离开父母，我们诚实的来想想，我有真正离开我的父母吗？
Just as this topic we're discussing, to leave our parents, ask yourself, do we really have we left our parents?
也许物质上你真的有离开父母了，你搬出去住了，没有住在一起了。
Perhaps physically and materially we have departed from our family, we have separated in our residences.
但是你也没有在间接当中还在被影响。
But are we being indirectly affected?
有一个姐妹。
There's one sister.
她小时候的家庭不是很，父母常常吵架。
She grew up in a family that the parents are constantly arguing.
她妈妈有时候啊，讲话都会尖叫啊。
Sometimes the mother in the argument would start screaming.
这个在教会里面看不到了。
You cannot see this symptom in the church.
但是呢，她在家里面听到妈妈常常吵架。
But at home, she always hear her mother arguing.
她每吵架的时候，声音都会跳起来，高音调。
Every time they were arguing, the mother's voice would elevate.
她小时候就想，我以后的婚姻不要这样。
When she was young, she thought to herself, in the future, in my marriage, I wouldn't do that.
有事一定要好好跟丈夫讲，不要这样子叫的喊的。
In all matters, I will do a good discussion with my husband. I will not scream and squeal like her.
后来她结婚了。
Later on, she entered into marriage.
一开始她真的是有好好的特别看着自己的讲话还有情绪。
In the beginning, she really paid attention to how he spoke and her own emotions.
但是过了孩子出生之后有一段时间。
But after the birth of the children,
孩子进入青春期了。
When they enter into adolescence,
哇，那也让他很烦恼。
This also posed a lot of questions.
也让他很生气。
They were very angry.
突然之间他就发觉，有一天他突然发觉他自己。
One day she realized something about herself.
怎么我讲话的语调那么像我妈妈？
How come the way I speak really resemble my mother?
他突然间想到，我讲话这个不是我妈妈的用词吗？
She immediately realized, aren't these vocabularies being used by my mother before?
我妈妈的语调吗？
Is this not the tone that my mother spoke to me with?
我怎么会跟她讲话越来越像啊？
Why am I speaking all the more like her?
我曾经告诉我自己，
I once tell myself, I have to be different from her.
怎么我现在要变慢慢的好像 copy 她的？
How come I'm slowly copying her?
她也自己吓一跳。
She was also startled.
她开始为这个事情祷告。
She started to pray for this matter.
求主耶稣帮助我。
May the Lord Jesus help.
我知道我心中有很多的伤。
I know I have so much hurt in my heart.
我知道我母亲也有很多的伤。
I know that my mother also carries with her a lot of hurt.
我不可以把这种伤、这种情绪、这种伤害、伤痛一直带到下一代里面。
But I cannot carry this hurt or injury continuously to my next generation.
我不能重复这个所谓的 cycle， 这个循环。
I cannot repeat all this cycle.
我要打破它。
I have to break it.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
刚刚读的那一章。
The previous chapter.
第五章的第十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
我们从第十六节开始看。
We read verse 16 first.
五章哥林多后书五章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16.
一起大声读。
Let's read aloud.
一二三。所以
Therefore, from now on,
我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人的，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。十七节。若有人在基督里，
Christ,
他都是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。通常我们只会读第十七节。
Usually we just read verse 17.
说要变成新造的人啊，怎么怎么样。
We need to become a new person and so on.
那是什么叫新造的人呢？
But what is the meaning of a new person?
难道你马上样子就变了吗？
Do you just immediately change in appearance?
新造的人不是你现在变瘦了变肥了变高变矮了，不是。
A new person doesn't mean that you suddenly become a slim person or a chunky person.
或是变得越来越漂亮啊，不是。
Or you become more and more beautiful.
你要看第十六节。
You have to see verse 16.
以前的我是凭着外貌认人的。
The me in the past have known people by the flesh.
这里说本体按照肉体啊，原文这是外貌是按照肉体，以前是凭着肉体啊。
In the past, we recognize people by the flesh.
什么叫凭着肉体？
What is the meaning of by the flesh?
你的想法，你原来的个性。
Your thinking or your original character.
你本来以为对的对的沟通的方法。
The communication method that you initially thought was correct, or your perspectives.
我们都是一张白纸，出生的时候一张白纸。
We're all born like a white piece of paper.
是父母在上面写东西的。
Our parents wrote on this blank paper.
你每天听他们讲话，听他们吵架，听他们，希望没有打架了啊。
Every day we hear them speak, we hear them argue, and hopefully they do not fight.
或者是冷战、热战。
Or cold war or a heated war.
或者是恩爱、和睦。
Loving.
都写在你这张白纸身上。
All these have been written on your blank piece of paper.
我们以为这个就是对的。
We thought that this is true and correct.
这个时候我们没有认识基督之前。
This is all happening before we know Christ.
但是现在已经认识基督了。
But now that we've known Christ.
不再这样了，不再凭肉体去认人了。
We no longer recognize people by the flesh.
就是不是以自己的想法说什么是对，什么是正常。
You don't acknowledge something that is correct or normal according to your own standards.
跟真理不一样就不正常。
Something that's different from the truth is abnormal.
就说你妈妈这样做，你爸爸这样做，但是跟真理不一样就不。
Even though your mother have been doing this or your father have been doing this, anything that's not according to the truth, that's not correct.
我要跟主一样。
I want to be like the Lord.
我要在基督里面。
And in Christ.
第十七节，在基督里面，他就是新造的人。
In verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation.
但是这里补一句哦，你要 let go the past, 你要让旧的过去哦，你不要再提旧的事情啊。
Here it supplements the fact that you have to let go of the old things that have passed. You not hold on to them.
你已经离开了原来的家庭了，不要再讲那个你家里是怎么弄的。
You have left this original family. Don't talk about that, how your family had done these things in the past.
你已经离开你父母了，你不要都是 copy 他们的做法。
You have left your parents. Don't just copy everything that they did.
要 copy, 你就学，你就学基督。
When you want to copy, you imitate Christ.
弟兄，你学基督的忍耐、放下、温柔、谦卑。
Brothers, you copy and learn the endurance, patience, humility, submission of Christ.
就好像他为了救我们牺牲自己。
Just as because of saving us, he has sacrificed himself.
那我们对基督完全的顺服。
So we submit completely to Christ.
妻子也是学基督，丈夫也是学基督。
The wife also learned from Christ. The husband also learned from Christ.
这个这里原来的东西就抛弃掉了。
So the original self has been cast away.
家庭是信仰最大也是最后的试炼场所。
The family is the beginning and the biggest place of trials.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
人要离开父母。
A man have to leave his own parents.
才能够真正的与妻子联合。
Only then can be truly be joined, with his wife.
还能够与妻子或丈夫成为一体。
And can become one flesh with the wife or husband.
我们要离开这个世界的影响。
We have to leave, depart from the influence of the world.
离开原来的我。
To leave our old self.
才能够追随基督。
Then we can pursue and follow Christ.
与基督合一。
To be joined as one with Christ.
天主帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.